According to the Wall Street Journal, America's cattle ranchers are fighting back against fake meat. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
There's a turf war developing between the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, the USDA, the NCBA, over fake meat. First of all, I don't know how you can call something that is grown in a petri dish meat. Here's Dr. Mark Post with a prediction.
20 years from now, you have to choose in the supermarket between two products that are identical and they taste the same, feel the same, have sort of the same price. And one is made in an environmentally friendly way with much less resources and provides food security to the population and doesn't have any animal welfare connotations to it.
Dr. Post is referring to engineering muscle fibers in a lab. So who oversees lab-grown meat? The FDA? The USDA? Dr. Frankenstein's assistant, Igor? Who? Here's the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Danielle Beck.
Ultimately, the administration needs to know that one of the agencies is acting outside of the general tone and priorities set forth under the Trump administration. We still believe that USDA is the appropriate regulator. The law is clear. Any meat product, meat food product, meat byproduct should be regulated by them. But if you want to be meat, you want to call yourselves meat, you should be regulated like the rest of us.
You know, I'm a fan of science, but not lab-grown meat, please. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.